Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says whole world is spellbound by Indian youth's capability. Addresses 200th anniversary celebrations of Sri Swami Narayan Mandir in Vadthal, Gujarat. Hectic canvassing by leaders of all political parties underway in Jharkhand on last day of campaigning for first phase of assembly elections. Justice Sanjeev Khanna takes oath as the 51st Chief Justice of India at Rashtrapati Bhavan. US President-elect Donald Trump urges Russian President Vladimir Putin to avoid escalation in the ongoing conflict with Ukraine. And UN Climate Change Conference COP29 begins at Baku in Azerbaijan. Australian filmmaker Philip Noyes to be honoured with Satyajit Ray Lifetime Achievement Award during IFFI this year. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the whole world is attracted by the capability of the Indian youth. He said that today, most world leaders expect the Indian youth, the skilled manpower, to work in their countries. The Prime Minister addressed a program marking the 200th anniversary celebrations of Sri Swami Narayan Mandir in Vadthal, Gujarat, through video conferencing this morning.
आज मैं विश्व के जिन जिन नेताओं से मिलता हूं ज्यादातर नेताओं की अपेक्षा रहती है कि भारत के युवा भारत का स्किल्ड मैन पावर भारत के आईटी सेक्टर के नौजवान उनके देश जाएं उनके देश में काम करें पूरा विश्व भारत के युवाओं के सामर्थ्य से आकर्षित है.
The Prime Minister expressed his happiness that the government has issued a 200 rupees silver coin and a commemorative stamp to mark the occasion. He said that people have kept alive the spiritual consciousness of the Vadthal Dham established by Lord Swami Narayan 200 years ago. He added that this occasion is a proof of the eternal flow of Indian culture for the people. Reiterating the core philosophy of his government, Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi, he said that no country can progress without conserving its legacy and heritage. He called on the people and spiritual leaders of India to take pride in the country's rich legacy and ensure that it is passed on to future generations.
200 saal pehle jis Vadthal Dham ki sthapna Bhagawan Sri Swaminarayan ne ki thi, हमने आज भी उसकी आध्यात्मिक चेतना को जागृत रखा है. हम आज भी यहाँ भगवान श्री स्वामीनारायण की शिक्षाओं को उनकी ऊर्जा को अनुभव कर सकते हैं. मैं सभी संतों के चरणों में प्रणाम करते हुए सभी देशवासियों को द्विशताब्दी समारोह की बधाई देता हूँ.
Our correspondent reports that thousands of pilgrims from across the country have come to Vadthal to participate in the celebrations marking the 200 years of the Vadthal Temple in Kheda district of Gujarat. The festival, which will continue till 15th of November, began on 7th November with a Pothi Yatra and Kalash Yatra. In Jharkhand, campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections will end this evening. Polling in this phase will be held in 43 constituencies on the 13th of this month. Star campaigners of both the NDA and the INDIA bloc are making last-ditch efforts to woo voters in favour of their party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with the BJP workers in Jharkhand under the campaign Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot.
आपकी मेहनत ने विपक्षी दल जेएमएम कांग्रेस आरजेडी की नींद उड़ा दी है. झारखंड को हमें इनके भ्रष्टाचार माफियावाद कुशासन से मुक्त कराना. झारखंड वन संपदा और खनिज संपदा से भरपूर क्षेत्र है. यहाँ कितनी ही इंडस्ट्रीज है. झारखंड समृद्ध राज्य है लेकिन झारखंड के लोगों को गरीब रखा गया है.
Mr. Modi said that a double-engine government is necessary for the rapid development of Jharkhand. Referring to the organizational capacity of the party, the Prime Minister said that the BJP itself is based on organization, so their way of contesting elections is based on the organization and the workers. On the other hand, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren alleged that the interests of Jharkhand have also been ignored during the NDA tenure. Addressing an election meeting at Husainabad in Palamu, Mr. Soren accused the NDA government of stopping many ambitious projects in the state.
20 सालों में क्यों भारतीय जनता पार्टी का लोग नहीं दिया, क्यों एनडीए का लोग नहीं दिया, क्यों बुढ़ा बुजुर्ग लोग को पेंशन नहीं दिया, क्यों महिलाओं को मजबूत करने के लिए सहायता राशि नहीं दी, क्यों हमारा बिजली का बिल माफ नहीं किया, क्यों किसानों का कर्जा माफ नहीं किया, और साथ ही साथ इस राज्य के कर्मचारियों का बुढ़ापे का लाठी इस केंद्र सरकार ने छीन लिया.
Meanwhile, polling parties are being dispatched to their polling stations starting today. The Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said polling parties were sent to 225 polling stations across 5 districts.
True dispatch shuru ho rahi hai. 5 jilla par hum log helicopter ka madhyam se polling officer, sector officer deta hai. West Singhbhum, Latihar, Logarbaga, Gumla, Gadwa area par total 225 booth mein Indian Air Force ka sahyog se polling party sector officer ka suraksha ka lekar hum log isi taraf se ek step leta hai. Wo abhi wo karyakram shuru ho rahi hai.
The chief electoral officer said polling parties will be sent to other polling booths tomorrow. Polling in this phase will be held on the 13th of this month in 43 constituencies. In Kerala, public campaigning for the upcoming by-polls in the Wayanad parliamentary and Chellakkada reserved assembly constituencies draws to a close this evening. With just a few more hours remaining, candidates are making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters. United Democratic Front, UDF candidate for the Wayanad Lok Sabha constituency, Priyanka Gandhi, held a roadshow in Sultan Batheri town and later she will hold another one at Tiruvambade this evening. Leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, also joined her in the roadshow in Sultan Batheri.
I'm already your unofficial member of parliament, so I don't need to stand as the official member of parliament. It is because the people of Wayanad gave me so much love and affection that my entire politics changed.
LDF candidate Satyan Mukheri focused his efforts to canvass for votes in Kalpetta. Nearly 4 state ministers are camping in the district to campaign for the LDF candidate. NDA candidate Navya Haridas, who is also in Kalpetta, will begin at Muttil and conclude her campaign at Sultan Batheri. Justice Sanjeev Khanna today took oath as the 51st Chief Justice of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to Justice Khanna at a ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan.
I, Sanjeev Khanna, having been appointed Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of India, do swear in the name of God that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of India as by law established, that I will uphold the sovereignty and integrity of India, that I will duly and faithfully and to the best of my ability, knowledge and judgment, perform the duties of my office without fear of favour, affection or ill will, and that I will uphold the Constitution and the laws.
Justice Sanjeev Khanna has succeeded Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, who demitted office yesterday. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several union ministers and judges of the Supreme Court attended the ceremony, among others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has conveyed his best wishes to Justice Sanjeev Khanna on taking oath as the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of India. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he attended the oath-taking ceremony of Justice Sanjeev Khanna, who has been sworn in as the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of India. He conveyed his best wishes for his tenure. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Minister of External Affairs Dr. S. Jayashankar has highlighted the need to strengthen trade ties between India and Russia. He delivered the keynote address at the India-Russia Business Forum in Mumbai. Russia's first Deputy Prime Minister Denis Manturov was present on the occasion along with other dignitaries. Dr. Jayashankar informed that currently the trade between the two countries is worth $66 billion and expressed confidence that it will cross the $100 billion mark by 2030. The annual UN Climate Change Conference COP29 kicked off in Baku, Azerbaijan today. Dubbed as the Finance COP, the two-week-long event will focus heavily on securing a new climate finance target for countries most vulnerable to climate impacts. For India and the Global South, access to finance, technology and energy resources remains critical to meet the climate targets and protecting communities on the front lines of climate change. India has so far played a key role in shaping global climate finance frameworks to address the urgent funding needed for both mitigation and adaptation efforts. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin held a telephonic conversation recently. Mr. Trump urged the Russian president to avoid any escalation in the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Trump expressed an interest in fostering further discussions with Moscow to de-escalate tensions and resolve the 2.5-year-long conflict. U.S. media outlets reported that Mr. Trump highlighted the significance of the substantial U.S. military presence in Europe, suggesting that he intends to bring American influence to bear on the resolution of the Ukraine conflict. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has reportedly acknowledged for the first time that Israel carried out mass pager detonation attacks in Lebanon, along with the operation that led to Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah's death. Media sources in Israel have said this. The operation, which occurred in September, caused thousands of pagers and walkie-talkies to detonate, simultaneously targeting Hezbollah operatives. Netanyahu was quoted as saying that the pager operation and the elimination of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah were carried out despite the opposition of senior officials in the defense establishment and those responsible for them in the political echelon. The 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, will begin on the 20th of this month in Goa. Briefing the media at the Curtain Raiser press conference in New Delhi today, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said that there has been immense response from filmmakers and audiences for IFFI.
This festival is internationally one of the largest festivals in the international level. More than 2,000 international films are entered here. So that is the response we are getting from the international audience and international delegates.
Secretary of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Sanjay Jaju, informed that the Satyajit Ray Lifetime Achievement Award will be presented to renowned Australian filmmaker Philip Noyce. Mr. Jaju said that Australia is the focus country this year and the festival will open with the Asia premiere of the Australian film Better Man. He said the focus this year is on young filmmakers.
This year's theme we have chosen, considering that we have the demographic dividend and we have the very young content watching group in our country, and that's why we're calling it this festival being called as the sub themes as Future is Now. And that's how our entire focus in this festival has been on the young filmmakers, young content creators, which underscores the Honorable Prime Minister, our Minister and our Minister of State's vision to support the emerging voices that actually shape the future of our cinema and also of our country.
And in sports, the Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy 2024 kicked off at Rajgir in Bihar today with the inaugural match between Japan and South Korea. The match ended in a draw. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will inaugurate the 10-day event this evening. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on air pollution impact and mitigation with Professor Neeraj Gupta, Department of Respiratory Medicine at Safdarjung Hospital, and Mukul Sanwal, Senior Environmentalist. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to our expert regarding air pollution. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says whole world is spellbound by Indian youth's capability. Addresses 200th anniversary celebrations of Sri Swami Narayan Mandir in Vadthal, Gujarat. Hectic canvassing by leaders of all political parties underway in Jharkhand on last day of campaigning for first phase of assembly elections. Justice Sanjeev Khanna takes oath as the 51st Chief Justice of India at Rashtrapati Bhavan. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump urges Russian President Vladimir Putin to avoid escalation in the ongoing conflict with Ukraine. UN Climate Change Conference COP29 begins at Baku in Azerbaijan. And with that, we end the midday news.